ABC Radio Australia.
A new date has been set for a regional election in Bougainville this year after it was delayed because of the coronavirus emergency. Polling was to start in June but has now been pushed back to begin in mid-August, and voting will run for nearly 3 weeks. It will be an historic election for the autonomous Bougainville government as it comes off the back of last year's historic referendum where people voted overwhelmingly in favour of becoming independent from PNG. The new election timetable is likely to offer some reassurance to those Bougainvillians who cried foul when the election was postponed in March, but there may be more anger if there are any more delays. While, as Richard Hewitt reports, the veteran President John Momus still hasn't given up on his push to amend the constitution so he can stand again.
After the euphoria over Bougainville's overwhelming vote in favour of independence, conspiracy theories were flying around the region when a general election scheduled for April was called off. The belief among many was that the delay was designed to create a window of opportunity for those in government who are pushing for constitutional change, change that would allow President John Momus to stand for an unprecedented third term. But in announcing the revised election dates with the writs to be issued on June the 17th, the Electoral Commissioner, George Manu, was adamant that his decision-making was in no way political.
This election,
the postponement of these elections have nothing to do with politics, none at all. Based on our initial timeline, we were to have issued the writs on the 27th of March. There was no question about that. But when the issue of COVID-19 or coronavirus came up and a state of emergency was declared, that's when the state of emergency controller gave us the order not to issue the writs. The speaker was not to issue the writs, and no elections were to be conducted.
No can conduct elections.
But Martin Miliori, who led the interim government in Bougainville prior to the end of the Civil War back in 1998, says people are not convinced, and there have been suggestions of collusion with the PNG government, which is not keen on the idea of the autonomous region becoming independent.
It's a mixture of a feeling, yes, COVID-19 has been used as an excuse, as a major excuse, but of course there are conspiracies that are suspected that could be behind the scene, that people might be playing up, you know, in power, the current government might be playing up together in conjunction with maybe PNG authorities. So that's a feeling amongst the people of Bougainville right now.
However, the fact remains that regardless of the reasons for the election delay, it has allowed President Momus to continue his fight to stand again. And Mr. Miliori says Mr. Momus seems determined to battle on in the courts, when even his own legal team has opted out and his handling of the COVID-19 emergency has been widely criticised.
He's lost popularity, let me put it that way. He's lost popularity. He's not the same person that people used to see, you know, in the past, a great statesman. No, his attempt to amend the constitution, the mining amendment and all that, his attempt, and now the mishandling of the COVID-19 with those issues on his back. I think I can safely say they are against him. And he's got the legal case. He's trying again. Now, previously, his lawyers withdrew that case. Now he's appealing again. So this goes to indicate people are a bit suspicious about, you know, what's the motive behind this. He's already head to tail. Why does he want to hang on to power? Everybody hoping and praying that he does not succeed getting his appeal through. Because I think people had enough of his 50 years of political life. It's come to an end.
And the COVID-19 question will loom large in preparations for polling in August now, with George Manu saying some important decisions will have to be taken to ensure voters are safe.
I want to make it clear that the elections will be carried out under the state of emergency, so there are rules that we must abide by. The health secretary will also come up with some guidelines which the electoral officers will have to follow, such as how far we can be close to someone who's enrolling, or the distance between those voting. So the health secretary is now putting together these guidelines or health directions.
We're going to come up with these guidelines now or directions.
Should the existing COVID-19 state of emergency be extended in Bougainville, the government has given the go-ahead for an election to continue regardless. But Martin Miliori says any further delay is likely to stir up a lot of resentment.
Fortunately, Parliament has kind of amended the state of emergency to ensure that the elections do take place during the state of emergency. And that's a positive thing. Rather than carrying on and people are left in suspense, it's a very risky thing. That's what people are saying. I think people are going to start to play up, you know, taking advantage of this COVID-19 situation. And that's testing the people, really. And nobody wants to go back to square one. People are really up in arms. You know, they want the elections to be done and over with. That's the situation. If we miss this timing from June to September, to be honest with you, I just don't know what's going to happen.
Electoral Commissioner Manu continues to insist that politics are not at play in the timing of the election, and he is focused solely on what he calls technical aspects. But he does concede that money is an issue, and right now he doesn't have what he needs to organise the poll.
I have also told the government to give me all the money that's been approved and I will conduct the elections. So far they have given me 5 million kina, but we have asked for 13 million, so they have still to give me 8 million. But with all the health guidelines because of the coronavirus pandemic, we need to purchase things like masks, sanitizers, and stuff like that. Otherwise, we will have to tell you to bring your own pen to write with. We will let you know more later.
All of you proud people of Bougainville, so that you are aware of that.
But if the necessary money is forthcoming and the rescheduled election goes ahead as planned, then a result is expected in mid-September.